Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, baby. Excuse the mom cozy. I have to breast pump my milk for my baby, and I am pressed for time, so I'm going to double up. I'm going to be breast pumping as I am a lactating female while doing this podcast, and it's going to be a real challenge. It's not the easiest thing in the world to focus on anything in particular when you have two lamprey robots trying to eat your boobs, eat them with no teeth, right? But you know, this is my life. This is my life. How's your life? I hope your life is going well. What's going on? Let's check out what's going on in the news. It's President's Day, and so it somehow coincides with a slow news day. It's strange how slow news days seem to coincide with holidays so often. It's almost as if they make it seem like these things are extremely, extremely important, but when holidays come around, they're not as important. So that's a little bit of an interesting observation, I guess. Not really. Anyway, what's going on? Let's see what's up in the news, right? Okay, so this is what I'm going to cover today. I'm not going to cover Epstein because I think the world over has been covering Epstein, and it's also not going anywhere. And at this point, it's also kind of being used as a distraction for other shit and just kind of the state of the world in general and where we're headed. So I'd rather not, if you catch my meaning, I'd rather not be a part of that. I don't want to be part of that bullshit. But what we do have are a couple of interesting news items that we're going to be talking about. So first up, it's going to be last Wednesday, the Federal Aviation Administration suddenly closed the airspace over El Paso, Texas, in response to U.S. Customs and Border Protection using an anti-drone laser to combat drug cartel-manned drones. Then following that, we're going to have OpenAI executive Ryan Baiermeister fired in January for alleged sexual discrimination after opposing ChatGPT adult mode, which people are saying that is that a coincidence or is that not a coincidence, right? Did they get rid of this person because they were just in the way or what? And then we have Instagram head denies social media is clinically addictive after I think a hearing that he had to testify in. And finally, we're going to end with Ring, the Amazon-owned home security company, ended its partnership with a surveillance technology firm after a Super Bowl commercial generated backlash, which you may have been a part of that backlash. But anyway, let's dive into it. Let's see what's going on. What's happening up in this bitch, in this life, right? First off, we have this laser drone thing, which I find personally interesting because it's just crazy. It's crazy that that's where we're at. And, you know, come on, dude, come on. My media view is messed up. It's like slow. Damn it, man. All right. Well, whatever. We're going to talk about it, right? So anyway, what's going on? 1,000 drone sightings a month. This is the context of this that they're trying to put for the India Times about the laser, anti-drone laser that was deployed in El Paso, because I guess it's like a WTF moment and everyone's like, where the hell did that come from? But you would know where that came from if you were indeed following basically the development of weapons and the selling of those weapons that this country is a major contributor to, that whole market, to other countries so that they can threaten and combat their own enemies for the right price. For the right price, you can also get lasers now. South Korea actually bought this laser technology, I believe, last year or the year before that, at the last, Davos Convention? No, was it Davos? It was one of those, global elitist conventions where like world leaders come together and they pretend that they're talking about climate change, but really they're just trying to sell drugs and guns to each other, basically. At least that's what the U.S. is up to. Everybody sees the U.S. coming, man. The U.S. is just some door-to-door salesman with a briefcase full of missiles for thou. And thee and thou, and those and they, and those and those, and theys and thys, and those and those. But anyway, we got these 1,000 drone sightings a month inside the U.S. Army's Locust laser deployed in El Paso. The U.S. Army deployed a laser-based counter-drone system near El Paso International Airport on Wednesday, triggering a temporary airspace shutdown that lasted about 7 hours, officials said, as is cited by Reuters. But this is an article that I got out of from the India Times. The system was developed by AeroVironment Incorporated. Whoa, new company, who dis? This is a new girl in the new girl at school, AeroVironment, known as Locust, a 20 kilowatt directed energy weapon designed to neutralize unmanned aerial threats. Okay. 20 kilowatts. Is it? It's not 21 gigawatts, but it's we're getting there. According to Trump administration officials, the deployment was prompted by a suspected cartel drone incursion. The Federal Aviation Administration initially ordered a 10-day airspace closure, which was lifted within hours after the situation stabilized. So we're entering into this future that everyone is a little freaked out about because it's coming from so many sides, all of the advances, because it's basically AI and other technological advancements that are now being deployed. They're being incorporated and they're being deployed, and you know, we're starting to see the future of warfare, and it's different, it's scary, it's less human because there are less humans involved directly, right? It's drone warfare, it's artificial intelligence, basically probably conducting some kind of, technological sabotage of some kind. I don't know what they're going to do. You know what I mean? What are they going to make everybody's pacemaker explode? I have no idea. I don't know what's... They give people the wrong ingredients for Ozempic, and then people start manufacturing it, and then you just explode when you inject it. Like, who knows? Who knows what's happening over here? Really, what's going to happen is... I mean, we're basically getting access to information on an unprecedented level. So currently, at least... I mean, you can, all you have to do is have the situation we have now, right? You got a social media that deranges and radicalizes people, right? So you can be very hands-off about that and pretend that that has nothing to do with you. People are just becoming crazy because, you know, the algorithm, man. It's just like, what did I do? You know, oh, wait, I got to change the settings on my breast pump so that it really starts to go, you know, full drainage here. Okay, anyway, this is lovely. Lovely experience, I gotta tell you. You really are missing out with lactation, I swear. Things are really... Oh, I mean, like, look at this breast pump. You know, this wasn't even available to women, like, even 10, 15 years ago. Now, it's like, I'm doing a podcast. I'm breast pumping with a portable breast pump. Just a lot of useless, weird activity right now. Like, I can... Why can't I just sit down for 15 minutes and do this? Apparently not, right? I gotta be on the go, but on the go is really nowhere because I'm home. I'm doing a podcast. It's crazy. Like, the technology is giving us access to lifestyles that make absolutely no sense. And drone warfare is one of them, right? Because now it's like, what is it? Like, it's a country getting attacked by flies, right? Just like an army of a sea of locusts. It used to be just something that would eat your crops, right? But now if you see a cloud of something that looks like locusts coming at you, you're under attack. Like, this is a real invasion. These are like if the locusts now have like little lasers and surveillance mechanisms, right? And I don't know, maybe they'll make them look like locusts at some point just to fool people. I don't know what's going on. But I guess the counterstrike to drones is going to be lasers. So now we have drones, we have lasers. I mean, we're getting into Star Wars territory little by little. I guess a lot less of those soldier guys in Star Wars than we expected. You know, the ones in the white futuristic looking armor. I forgot. I don't know what they're called. I'm not a Star Wars person. But I mean, I enjoyed the movies. You know, I enjoyed them. They're great. But I'm not into it like that. But yeah, those guys. And yeah, so drones, lasers, breast pumps. I mean, AI sabotaging breast pumps, perhaps, right? As like a form of tech warfare or something, right? Detonates breast pumps across the nation as like a form of attack, like the beepers, that beeper shit that happened in the Middle East, right? That the U.S. deployed, it just like a bunch of beepers just exploded, killed a bunch of people and or maimed them severely. So just blow a couple fingers off, in the name of democracy. So this is where we're at. And then the interesting thing is that this company produces both the drones and the anti-drone warfare. So they're basically going to profit no matter what. I mean, at this point, it's probably going to start being more and more profitable to try to make people go to war more, or at least be scared of each other, nations be afraid of each other enough to constantly be re-upping. And you don't need a lot because, I mean, we should constantly be wary of other countries because things happen, upheaval, all sorts of turmoil, right? New leadership. You never know what's going to go on in any country in particular. And that's where we're at. That's what's up. Okay. So we got these cartels, firstly. They're actually employing drone warfare to conduct surveillance. Pentagon has reported that more than 1,000 drone sightings. I guess my fucking media still doesn't work. Each month along the U.S.-Mexico border, highlighting growing concerns about aerial surveillance and smuggling operations. Yeah. I mean, this is... And then you don't even know how dire this is. More or less, right? They're going to make it look like more because they want to sell these things, these units. LOCUST stands for Laser Optical Counter UAS System for Tactical Use. It's a mobile, high-energy laser weapon system designed to disable or destroy small drones using concentrated light energy rather than missiles or bullets. Traditional air defense systems rely on interceptor missiles or explosive munitions. While effective, these are expensive and often disproportionate when used against low-cost drones. Yeah, I guess you like explode a town every time you try to attack a drone. I guess this is supposed to be... more efficient, more targeted. I don't know. Is this ultimately going to be better? Who the fuck knows? Who cares? But yeah, look, I mean, things are going to get crazy, okay? I don't know what we should get as people who are just trying to go about our day and buy groceries. I guess maybe invest one of those invisibility cloaks. Do we have invisibility cloaks yet? I don't know. If we're going to have drone warfare, that's so targeted, that's so individual, it's like, I don't know, why don't they just start selling weapons defense systems for people, for homes? Why can't we do that? We should every home should have an Iron Dome or a Golden Dome, which is the one that Trump wants to build here, right? Why doesn't every home have a Golden Dome, right? Isn't that kind of something we should probably do? Because the thing is, here's my point, all right? Let's zoom in here real quick. Look, you got people who get radicalized online, right? Various entities are interested in people doing that. Lots of anything from just like small unit terrorist organizations to nation states, to private entities, to even maybe corporations, depending on the corporation and what industry they're in, right? So you have people that are ready to be radicalized. You have the democratization of weapons access, right? Because you could do bioweapons, right? You could just do it in your garage. If you ask AI in the right way to trick it logically, if you hack it somehow through some like rhetorical hack, and you just make it think that it's giving you a list of ingredients for like nuclear cookies. And then it gives you the ingredients for, quote unquote, nuclear cookies. But then you could just build a missile, right, in your garage. Or you could build some like biological warfare by pretending that you're trying to find a way to make the common cold medicine, that can also double as, some kind of like flesh eating disease you just fucking deploy. So it's like anybody can do this now if they're of a mind to. And there's a bunch of people radicalized. So at this point, right, all a leader or person who wants to get somebody to commit some kind of act of terrorism has to do is go on a podcast and pretend to have some head scratcher moment where they kind of muse at some about like what they're up to, and they're like, you know, it would be pretty cool if somebody killed the political opposition in my country. I mean, that would be so cool, because then we could have all of the things that we see that we don't have in this country. We could have potable water, we could have candy, we could have chocolate, everyone would have cows, you know, depending on the country, I don't know, you know, all of these different things, you know, everyone gets free, you know, healthcare if you just kill these people. If somebody were to kill these people here, we could have heaven on earth. We could have Candyland in our land. And all you would need is a couple of crazy people to hear that online. And the thing about online is that's where all the crazy people are right now. It's like a holding cell for crazies, basically. It's like for insane people, it's the same thing that little box in Ghostbusters was for ghosts, right? It was a ghost trapper. Well, Facebook is the insane trapper. Right? It's the disgruntled aunt trapper. And so all you need is that person to just hear that and then have the inclination to figure out ChatGPT well enough to come up with a way to have a lethal weapon and the ghost print something, do something, right? And then just go to some public event and murder all those people or commit some kind of crazy thing, you know? And so now it's like, the Manchurian candidate, everyone is potentially a Manchurian candidate if it's like an issue that's close enough to you that it deranges you and makes you willing to do something. And then you just hear some like Taliban influencer say some shit and you're like, I'm on it, right? That's all you need now. It's like crazy. So anyway, that's my rant about where that's going. Who knows if it will, though? I'm just kind of spitting, you know, I'm saying bullshit. I'm just saying whatever. I'm saying a bunch of bullshit right here. You ain't gotta take it seriously. You ain't gotta take that seriously. But anyway, followed by, let's see what our next story is. So yeah, we have OpenAI executive Ryan Biermeister, fired in January for alleged sexual discrimination after opposing ChatGPT adult mode. Yeah. And this is an executive who was accused of sexual discrimination against a male employee. Ooh, how the tables turn. Oh my God, how the turntables. She had raised concerns about upcoming launch of erotic content. This is according to an article by the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, written by who? Georgia Wells. Okay. So OpenAI has cut ties with one of its top safety executives on the grounds of sexual discrimination after she voiced opposition to the controversial rollout of AI erotica in its ChatGPT product. Oh, wait, let me see where I'm at with my pumping. Oh, I'm good. 20 minutes. That's great. All right, guys. Well, I have enough milk to feed my baby for another day. Anyway, so yeah, the fast-growing artificial intelligence company fired the executive, Ryan Biermeister, in early January following a leave of absence, according to people familiar with the matter. OpenAI told her the termination was related to her sexual discrimination against a male colleague. Okay, they've been going in circles in this article so far, but what exactly happened? I don't know. Let's see. Let's go. She served as the vice president, leading OpenAI's product policy team, which develops rules for how people can use the company's products and helps design the enforcement mechanisms for those policies. Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want that anymore, right? We want to get those guardrails gone. We have Manchurian candidates just waiting in line to be able to use this however they want. Get rid of those guardrails, okay? We got people to kill here. We got shit to blow up, okay? Maybe not even kill people. Maybe just, you know, scare them a little bit. Maybe, you know what I mean? Just like, just blow out their local energy grid. Freak them out a little, right? Show up to their house. Dox them. SWAT them. Whatever you call them. Send a little drone to say hello. Throw a dildo at your face. So, let's see. Yeah, they're not really saying what happened anyway. OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman has defended the move to expand permissible content on his platform as part of an effort to treat adult users like adults. Yeah, I know. I mean, I would agree with that if it weren't for the fact that adults at this point in time act more like children than they probably ever have before. So I don't know. Because the adults we're talking about, they like toys. They like going to Comic-Con. They like dressing up like Sailor Moon. They don't want to have kids because they want to be kids. They love eating cake and they don't want to stop. So they want to inject Ozempic so that they can continue to be thin, so that they can continue to go out and play at night. And it's basically, I mean, like, is Peter Pan an adult? Technically, he's been alive for many years, right? I think he's like an ancient, force, basically, of nature. But he's also a child. He's an eternal child, an eternal boy. And that's adults now in this country. So I don't know if we want to treat them like adults in the same way. And also, like, what is treat adults users like adults? Because that doesn't even, I mean, I thought we were, I mean, were we not doing that? Or what was going on before? I mean, me on my computer typing in a thing, I mean, I'm just being an adult. So I think the adult here means, you know, adult rated, like XXX. And that's not the only way to be an adult, I guess. I mean, that's what we think, but it ain't. I mean, the only way to really be an adult is to have a kid. I gotta say, as a person who's lived a long time without one and now has one, I mean, it's undeniable. And now also, it's like, no shade to people who don't want to have kids, right? It's like, don't have kids, do whatever you want, right? Do whatever you know is best for you. But the fact is that you are only an adult when you have kids, because there's no juxtaposition if you don't have kids around you, right? There's nobody you're responsible for except for yourself. And that's just being like an adult kid. So I don't know. So this chick said she told colleagues that she believed OpenAI's mechanisms to stop child exploitation content weren't effective enough, and that the company couldn't sufficiently wall off adult content from teens. Okay, so she said that, and so now they're getting rid of her. Okay, that's interesting. Why is everything always coming back to accessing children? Like, adult users like adults. I mean, it sounds like what she's saying is like, I want you to stop treating children like adults and exposing them to X-rated experiences. So I don't know. But now they're going to get rid of her. Very convenient. Also, this whole article, they haven't actually said what happened with this sex discrimination thing. So I don't even know. Like, there's not even anything here to tell me what exactly she did that constituted sexual discrimination. I don't know. What did she do? Did she tell this guy that he shouldn't start a podcast or something? What's going on? Did she tell him that she had noticed? He's like, hey, Brad, I noticed that you went into the women's bathroom. And he's like, well, how do you know? And then, I don't know. Was that it? I mean, I don't know what's going on. What's happening here? I have no idea. Nobody knows. You know why? Because this country's overrun with fucking lawyers, and everybody with money has lawyers, so they have enough money to not be as exposed and under surveillance as the rest of us. So they actually have like the privilege of privacy, and we don't anymore. You can get doxxed for saying anything, but these people, their whole lives are just scrubbed from the internet. Like, that's the new privilege. Is privacy. We don't have that shit though. Anyway, in other news, Instagram head denies social media. I keep trying to go back to my media, but it's frozen into this fucking idiot's face. Look at this dumbass. Instagram head denies social media is clinically addictive. Yeah, sure. Instagram head Adam Mosseri denied that social media is clinically addictive. A 20-year-old woman identified as Kaylee filed a lawsuit against Instagram and YouTube's parent company, Meta. Kaylee alleged that social media platforms develop addictive features on purpose to hook young consumers to these platforms. I'm sorry, is that a point of contention? Is that controversial? Do we not all know that? I mean, hello? Yeah. And that's the thing, it's like, they're just trying to deny that these things are drugs. This is the fact of the matter is that we're going to have to recognize that social media platforms are basically they're like the new designer drug, like a real designer drug, like web designed drugs. okay? Social media designed drugs that addict people through, you know, bursts of dopamine that they create through these moments of, you know, like visual pleasure, basically visual auditory pleasure, scrolling, all these like features. They're creating addictive UIs that are basically mimicking the experience of being in a shitty casino. And now everybody's addicted to shitty fucking casino boxes that they carry around in their pockets all the time. They have to, because their bosses are on Slack and are forcing them to continue to use these things. These are drugs. These platforms, and not just the platforms, but the phones themselves, the way they're designed, these designer drug phones, they are designed, the UIs, the GUIs, the graphic user interface is designed also to be addictive, to be like a pop of candy, you know what I mean, in your face, like color and like satisfying, you know, fingers, scrolls and swipes and all this stuff, right, that you have to periodically come back to, and then you start to develop that like habit of swiping. I mean, is this a controversial take? I mean, we know this. There is like literally no controversy here. This is like one of those so-called controversies where it's like it's playing out in the courts, but the court of public opinion through experience already knows what's up, and whatever the judge decides is not going to take away from the fact that you're looking at your kid, if you have like an iPad baby or some shit like that, and your kid is looking at books and they're trying to zoom in on the books with their fingers, and like they don't know what reality is. You know what I mean? This is crazy, man. And also it's like, just as AI is coming into its own, this is insane that we have to go through this political theater pretending that, oh, we're going to figure it out in the courts, when we already know what the fuck is up, that this is an addictive drug. And also, this is what's interesting, is that if you see, man, I really wish my media worked, but if you see this fucking, my media doesn't work. But if you see, there's an interview that the head of Instagram conducts with this YouTube channel called Build Your Tribe. And it's just about, it's like a marketing YouTube channel for people who want to learn marketing. And I just happened upon this video. And if you watch the video, everything he's saying in it is basically, it's almost like you're talking, he's like, it's like giving the 10 crack commandments, you know, that B.I.G. song, to the people that want to market on Instagram. Basically, like, you want to sell on this, you're going to have to play ball and make this, as you know, lean into the fact that this is a drug and that we need you to fucking push it. You are our drug pushers. That's what content creators are. Content creator is not an artistic term anymore. They're going to try to continue to make it seem that way, but you're doing about as much art as a person who is just sitting in a living room, just putting cocaine into little baggies, bagging them up and put them in a bag. You're creating crack, like little bursts of crack for people. And then like, you don't have to try too hard, because their UI basically does the rest of the work, right? All you have to do is make something to their specification. And then they're like, all right, well, we'll handle the rest. And then they just use the algorithm, they use AI to basically manipulate each user's experience using your shit, using any shit. Even this video can be used. Even anti-social media videos are all part of this distraction machine that's really just a dopamine drug. It's a drug. So for him to get on a microphone and say that these are not clinically addictive platforms is, I mean, of course he's going to say that. He doesn't want to lose his fucking $1 billion job. Of course not. He doesn't want to lose his equity, his stake in the company. Okay. This guy's trying to get some yachts. He's trying to get in with the new Epstein, whoever that is. Okay. So, and this is just like Epstein, right? This is exactly it. This is what's happening. Like, they said that Epstein had no proof of, there was no proof that Epstein was, you know, doing anything or any kind of organized crime that people were involved with, that it was just him doing it on his own. An entire fucking island on his own with like underage girls all on his own. You believe that, you idiot? That's like saying like somebody just builds McDonald's, right? McDonald's gets invented. It's just franchise across the fucking world. And then they're like, well, you know, the results are in. And, you know, the guy that made McDonald's, he was just doing it for himself. Just to kind of, you know, do it and make money and stuff. It's like, yeah, no shit. But everybody opted in, right? You went in there, you ate it, right? And people got stake in the company, right? You had a board of directors. Lots of people are involved in this fucking thing. So, yeah, this is, maybe there's no paper trail. And there's no evidence that people are involved in some shady shit. But every content creator that works on Instagram or anything like that is colluding with a drug kingpin, which is the head of Instagram. That's it. Okay? I don't make the rules about life. This is just how it is. This guy is a drug lord. He's a drug lord. And then the content creators, they're not even like real regional drug dealers or anything. They're just like the little fucking two-bit corner, street corner drug peddlers. That's what content creators are. Because, you know, they themselves are trapped in a system that, you know, forces them or makes them feel forced to partake in this, in the pushing of this fucking drug. Right. So now this guy gets on this Instagram interview and then he's like, here's the 10 crack commandments for how to work on Instagram. And that's it. That's all you got to do. Right. So anyway, let's cover our final story. this is about that ring thing. Actually, you know what? We don't even have time for that story. And also, you know, if you watch Bad Bunny or whatever, that was such a big controversy. And also, do I really need to tell you that you're constantly under surveillance? We all fucking know that. And we are also unwittingly participating in our own surveillance every time we get on our phones. You could block off the camera all you want, but they're surveilling your activity, not your face. And they're surveilling your face too, but they don't need your phone for that because there's cameras everywhere. So anyway, I hope you have a wonderful week. And thanks for tuning into the Melissa Diaz Report. I hope you had a wonderful, fun time. And I hope you feel really optimistic about everything and you're looking forward to the future, maybe living off grid somewhere, maybe getting some well water going, maybe getting your own electric grid. I don't know. Maybe I'll see you there out in the woods. And that's it for today. This is the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, next Monday, you know, stay out there looking at shit and having a good time. Watching the world burn with me. Hell yeah. You know, it's just burning like a phoenix though, right? There will be a new one that will rise from the ashes. Let's just hopefully not be the ashes. That's all. Anyway, bye. See you later. See you later.